Most things in life aren't guaranteed, but I'll tell you what's guaranteed. The Hip Hop Digest Show, landing in my Stitcher playlist, when I'm high as fuck, riding that B train into Manhattan. Yo, Hip Hop Digest, I love you guys. This is Peter Oasis, live and direct, for life, for life, for life, for life, for life, for life.
Artistically, it has a big effect. Mostly people listen to playlists and they listen to singles. They're not so interested in kind of the classic album release cycle anymore. And as physical goes away, as digital downloads go away, the album really ceases to matter. So it's entirely a new mode of creative production that the artists are going to have to adapt to. And some of them won't like it at all. 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 Won't like it at all.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's E early in the goddamn morning green. What up, yo?
E early.
Oh, is that E early? I thought it was that Gap Band. Early in the morning. I got one. I got a man of
them. There you go. That's why we're here.
No doubt. So anyway, I'd like to say welcome to the early morning edition of the Hip Hop Digest. Your time that you're listening may vary and whatnot. So let's just get right in. From last week, remember we talked about that Billboard shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
So as of this morning, the Billboard chart, and there's 2, 4, 5, and if you want to count the Maple Leaf, which you can't fully count him, but there's 5.5 African Americans on the chart, top 10 in rap.
Yeah.
Five and a half.
Back 10 or the front 10?
Well, you know, the front running 10. It ain't the top 10. It's just the front runners and whatnot. So I'm going to go through them. Drake, if you want to give the Maple Leaf a sort of half credit. Post Malone, Black Boy JB featuring Drake, Migos. Another Post Malone, this bitch, he's been on a fucking top 10 and he hasn't got out of that bitch in like a year.
That means a lot of money for ghostwriters, my nigga.
Yeah, no doubt. Future 21 Savage, another white cat named NF, Offset, Metro Boomin, G-Eazy and Hasley, XXX, Tentac, Ion.
XXXTentacion.
Whatever.
It don't matter.
J-Rock, Kendrick Lamar, Future and James Blake.
J-Rock, Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, they're at number 10.
And J-Rock.
Can I say something real quick?
Yo.
I'm listening to you name them names, yo. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Son, so as I'm getting the top 10, I do, you know, as much due diligence, I'ma do, you know, 10, 15 seconds of each cut. Yo, man, that shit whack.
The whole 10?
The whole 10.
No redeeming values?
I'm not even fucking with that Kendrick shit. I know it's a popular record. I get it. But I'm not even really fucking with that shit.
I gotta listen. J-Rock?
B, yeah. I'm not fucking with it.
I gotta listen.
And two, this NF, you know, G-Eazy, you know, these motherfuckers, yo, this shit, I guess it's ridiculous to me. I know they're calling it rap. I know they're labeling it rap. But that shit is not fucking hip hop. It's not even B. Forget about hip hop. It's just really they're rapping. But god damn, that shit's hard. That shit's hard.
It's hard on your ears.
Horrible.
B. We already done explained that you're a dinosaur, and but wait. Sonically it doesn't sound right to you.
God damn, B.
Hold on, man. Every time you say G-Eazy, right? I think it was this movie called Get Shorty, and I forget the actor's name. The Rock was in it and all this kind of stuff. He wanted to be an actor, so on and so forth. But there was this dude who wanted to be a rapper. He was a fake rapper, and all I keep hearing is G-Eazy. Did you ever see that movie?
Nah, I never watched that. But
I'm gonna send you a clip, and you're gonna see and understand what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, I know, you know, if young boys is listening to this, they're going to be like, you out of touch, old fogies and shit. I bring it in. I accept that, but I'm just sorry. I mean, that's why this shit, at least those front-running motherfuckers, that's why, to me, they will never matter. I don't know, fuck all that young boy propaganda, front forward thinking, and, you know, we're expanding the culture, whatever. Oh, fuck all that. Motherfuckers
are whack. I don't really care if she cries.
this nigga will piss in your Cheerios in a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yo. This shit has nothing, and it has nothing to do with hip hop. And I guess I'll try to always explain it by there's always been different sounds and different aspects that come through Miami, Miami bass, or, you know, the quintessential Southern organized noise production. All of that is redeeming hip hop, you know, whether West Coast, G-Funk. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The rapid fire Midwest. During, you know, Bone Thugs, Crucial Conflict, and man, all that's hip hop. Yo, this shit right here, yeah. I know it's making a lot of money for conglomerates and shit, and they don't care about the larger context about how it's damaging. But you know,
we constantly though we constantly talking about these artists, but I'm gonna bring it to the other side. I'm gonna pull a Kurt G up in here.
Okay.
Uh oh.
If people wouldn't listen to that shit, it wouldn't get made. Because all the I'm gonna say artists, all the people that make that music see is getting money. They don't care about hip hop for real. And one would have to tell me that they do, but apparently you don't, because you're just making what you hear on the radio and trying to be like that and get money. And people are listening to it with undying ears. It's like nobody's tired of it. When you listen to the radio, you're not tired of it. You love it, apparently.
Well, I mean, number one, rap is the easiest to market. I mean, the people will listen to whatever is being played or classified at the top of the charts, no matter what you label it.
Right.
If you all of a sudden just label that shit a whole, you know, plastic algorithm, and you just named it that, and then you said this is the new standard of music, and you stuffed that shit in the top 10, people are gonna listen to it no matter what you name it, what you label it. So that's not even a question. But
what it sounds like.
That's true. But anyway, I don't want to go into a long thing about the top 10. I just, you know, personally, after listening to that shit, I was like, damn.
Yeah, B, the whole top 10, son, just, I think you just need to get out the game, son. Just get out the game.
Yeah,
get out the game. Stop looking at the charts.
Hide his helmet.
Just get out the game, B. Stand on the sideline and watch.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
The game no longer needs you. You can't even coach.
Damn,
anymore.
I can't get an assistant to the assistant.
You
coach?
Can't even coach, B. No, because you're gonna be out there looking like your boy. Killing me out here.
Damn, hauling notes out of touch.
Yeah, no doubt.
Way out of touch.
Am I looking like Singletary? Can't play with him.
Yes.
Oh,
Can't do it,
saw
nigga.
What happened to him?
And that's what's going on, nigga. You're done, B.
No doubt.
You're done.
All right, next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Guitar Center restructuring massive amounts of debt.
Oh.
Oh, God. Guitar Center's on the chopping block?
Well, they didn't say. They just said restructuring a massive amount of debt. According to the people, or at least the people who are running Guitar Center, saying it's partly due to the change of music. You see, we're not selling a lot of guitars nowadays. The top record on the chart is rap, and you don't have to play an actual instrument to make rap, says those who run Guitar Center. Is she? Blotitious. Delicious. So there you got Guitar Center, and they didn't say they was going out of business, but they saying, you know, who is going out of business is a couple of guitar manufacturers. And Guitar Center is like, we don't really sell a lot of real instruments in the traditional sense.
Instruments is not being sold.
They're not
being
sold.
Niggas is not going to band class anymore.
No.
No more band camp.
Mm-mm. None of that.
Nah. Which button do I push?
How can I just get that drum loop? I don't feel like playing.
So now let me ask you a question. Are the people at Guitar Center player hating, or are they just stating what the size of their business is?
They're stating the facts that's in front of them. Fact. They're looking at their numbers, and they're saying, in 1988, we sold 1 million guitars a year. And now in 2018, we're only selling 100 guitars a year. There's a problem here.
Okay, okay. I mean, because people are going to be like, oh, yo, motherfucker, you know, Metro Boomin, that's real music.
Well, they Guitar Center can't complain. They sell all them those controllers and shit over there.
No doubt. So, ain't no question about that. They stack high, too. So
they're going to change the name Controller Center.
So anyway, I just thought that that next topic would maybe counterbalance a little bit at the charts. What's going on at the charts is going on at the music stores as well. So
the people that make that shit that you're listening to on the radio are buying those controllers.
They're not buying instruments. They're buying their whole production suites in a box.
One little box, too.
One. Yep. So that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is prosecutors reportedly want DMX to serve a 5-year prison sentence.
Damn, what did he do?
DMX could reportedly get 5 years in prison because he's delinquent on his taxes again. The U.S. District Attorney's Office wants to send a message that star power doesn't entitle someone to a free pass. DMX was, and I say was, facing up to 40 years in prison, but he entered a guilty plea with just one count of tax evasion. His original charge was 14 counts, but he's delinquent again, and the U.S. attorney is trying to send this nigga to real jail.
Did you just say 40 years he was facing?
He was.
40. On
the original 14 counts.
What the fuck? Taxes,
nigga?
Go get
that. Come back with that. 40? We can split that.
Nigga. Is this nigga Bernie Madoff?
Nigga.
What the fuck is going on?
Uncle Sam wants you.
Yo, DMX, one of them cats that need mental help, though. He ain't, that jail shit. He need real help.
I still don't get how a nigga can't forget to pay the taxes. Man. Especially when you've been slammed the first time on it.
See,
and then you comes back again and you still don't do it? You're like, fuck it. I got away with it the first time. I can get away with it again.
LB, how many times I got to tell you? These artists, these people that make music, these people that are celebrities, are just regular people in most cases, yo. And don't be thinking. Most of the time, before they became famous, they was waiting for W-2s to get that tax refund. They don't know nothing about paying taxes at that level. And I told you, and I'm going to tell you again, the record labels don't care. Here's your check, sir. Here's your check, ma'am. Be on your way. They're not doing their taxes for them like regular people with regular job, tax coming out to check before you get it. It's a different game when you get them big checks, B.
So I understand
that.
I understand that, but you know when you've been slammed one time already, you've been warned. Okay. So there's no reason for you to fuck around and get caught again.
Who are we talking about?
I got a simple question, and I'm sure I asked this question earlier or a long time ago when we did talk about this. So when you get a check from the record label, there is no, Social Security taxes. They don't take none of that shit
out.
None
of that comes out.
It depends. If you do your business right, then probably. But in a lot of cases, an independent
contractors.
And you gotta pay your taxes.
I got you. Okay. That's bro.
That's why you had them accountants out there to handle your business for you. Because if you don't, it's gonna catch up. Trust me, Uncle Sam is in on every penny and he's waiting.
Again, Uncle Sam wants you.
Exactly. To pay your taxes.
I just can't get over that 40 years number them niggas threw at him, B.
Well, that was the original.
If that is the case, then Bernie Madoff should get the death penalty. Well, I'm just being dead ass right now.
Bernie got better lawyers.
If this nigga can get if they can put 40 years on the table for him, facing whatever taxes he had to pay, which is nowhere near the number of fucking people of money that Bernie Madoff got away with. This nigga had billions.
You know what the difference is? Bernie Madoff ripped off people.
Right.
He didn't rip off. You don't pay your taxes.
Right.
That's what
I was
going to
say. That's the difference. He ripped off.
How many counts of robbery is that if you want to start adding up counts, though?
But they are not counting. That's white collar crime. That's white collar.
He was, yeah, look at the white collars he was robbing, though.
Hey,
you start robbing Steven Spielberg, nigga. That might be a nigga waiting around the corner for you.
Man, you could rob Spielberg and what's Spielberg gonna do?
He'll never even know it.
Exactly. So, anyway, let's continue on the business digest.
Go.
Robin Thicke, well, Pharrell and Robin Thicke lose Blurred Lines appeal.
You think
the Ninth Circuit Court has chose to uphold the original verdict of Blurred Lines copyright infringement case. Robin Thicke and Pharrell are guilty of plagiarizing Marvin Gaye's 1977 Got to Give It Up.
Hey.
Thicke and Pharrell originally found guilty of copyright infringement in 2015. The Gaye family was awarded $5.3 million in damages and to receive 50% of the royalties from the record. The appeal is down the tubes.
Oh, that's why they were fighting.
There you go.
See, but here's the thing that I'm thinking. Robin Thicke ain't got it like Pharrell. Pharrell's got bread. I know you don't want to give it out, but Pharrell's got some bread. Thicke ain't got it like that, but to keep fighting and adding up the lawyer prices, I can probably pretty much the lawyer fees is probably close to that $5 million thing by now. If they keep going through as much as they went through for this case, he had to have paid at least half of that in lawyer fees, at least $2 million.
He might have one of them hood lawyers. If you don't win, we don't get paid.
I doubt that. So, not at that level.
So I got a scenario question for you. Are Pharrell and Robin Thicke gonna be boys? Because the judgment just came down. So I'm sure at some, I don't know what the percentages are, but it's, you know, Pharrell's not gonna pay Robin Thicke's portion of that judgment.
No. And, now, see, here's the
thing. And if Thicke ain't got it, are they still gonna be boys?
But here, okay, let's throw another thing in here. Your boy Pharrell produced the track.
Correct.
So he knowingly did the shit. So let's just say at the beginning when we first talked about it, I said maybe Thicke didn't even think about that. Was just in there just singing over the shit. And that was that. He didn't know that that was Marvin Gaye shit like that. But you know Pharrell did. For sure. And he produced the track. Since if Pharrell produced it, he should be the one paying all of that shit. Because he's the one that made the music. The music is what they're getting sued for. Not the words.
So what you just described is the new lawsuit. Robin Thicke claiming, I just sung, and when I came in, the track was done.
Exactly.
It's Pharrell's fault. Now you're describing the new lawsuit.
That's coming in with the backup. I'm reaching for my backup.
Exactly. That's the new lawsuit. You know? Oh, fuck that. He's the producer. I don't know anything about sampling. Now, again, but the judgment really doesn't give a fuck. It's his name on the record. Well, both of their names are on the record.
Right.
But it's Robin Thicke's record.
It was a big hit.
It's a lot of money. So, you know, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations to the Gaye family. I mean, they slapped them up a little bit, you know.
Wait, this for the silly folks. Congratulations for the Marvin Gaye estate.
Exactly. For those that's waiting with memes and ready to put up a Gaye family meme.
Oh, B, you know that.
You know we don't even get down like that. So,
that's what's up. So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Next up on the Hip Hop Digest, L.A. Reid signs Big Boy to his new label. L.A. Reid has resurfaced with a new imprint called Hit Company. And announced Big Boy as the first signing. Now, why in the hell would Big Boy sign with L.A. Reid?
Because he was with him over down there when he was at
the label. I
know
when he was running LaFace, and I get that. But, I mean, those contracts at LaFace was shady.
Yeah, they was. But maybe Big Boy's getting a bigger chunk this time around.
Yeah.
He ain't something.
And maybe Andre's like, shit, let me use him, do him right, and build the roster how I do it.
You know what? I'm thinking that this isn't going to go good.
Damn.
Again, nigga, pissing in the Cheerios.
Me, come on, son. I mean, L.A. Reid. You got L.A. Reid. Wasn't L.A. Reid in the boardroom when Bobby Shmurda was up on the table like a dancing stoolie?
Wow. Yeah, got him.
That nigga was looking like a super monkey on that damn table.
And then L.A. Reid got caught up. He was actually one of the first people to get caught up before they was calling it Me Too and all that shit for sexual harassment. Am I correct on that?
That's the reason why he had to go start his own shit.
Okay.
I think he got fired from behind that shit, or he had to step down.
All right.
So, King Killer got the memory of an elephant.
Nah, B, I'm just saying, if I'm Big Boy, I'm like, unless there's a substantial, you know, signing bonus, guaranteed money,
I'm thinking Big Boy is maybe a little bit smarter than that, and he already been through it once and he got burned the first time, so he at least is looking for some better treatment and saying, you got to come, you can't just put paperwork in front of me and I'm just going to sign it. I'm going to need this shit, it's going through with a fine-tooth comb by my lawyers, and I'm going to need to see that check before I even sign this shit.
Okay, that's real. Actually, you know what? L.A. Reid is a smart guy. And maybe it won't be a total disaster because I'm thinking he done signed Big Boy. Oh, so
not
now,
sunny side up on the eggs.
Well, no, I'm looking at the other side of the game. He done signed Big Boy. Figure he gonna let Big Boy be his pseudo A&R and bring a whole bunch of trap guys through. And then that's how we're gonna go ahead and do it.
Don't do it.
Damn.
Don't do it.
Oh, you don't think L.A. Reid gonna make real music, don't you?
L.A. don't need him to get all that shit. He already in Atlanta. He can get as many trap guys as he wants.
Yeah,
he don't need Big Boy to do that for him.
Yeah, but they respect Big Boy. They don't really know L.A. Reid. I think the trap guys respect Big Boy.
I don't know about that, but they might. They might. They might have a little love for. They might know Outkast's name. But I don't know. But L.A. Reid don't need no help in that department. Okay. All he has to do is go out in front of his building, wherever that is, on Peachtree or whatever that is in Atlanta, and stand there and wave contracts. And them and them little niggas is gonna come running.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. So
yeah.
You know, good luck to them brothers. You know. That's
he don't mean it.
All right, let's keep it moving. Next up, I'm going to Hip Hop Digest. Congratulations, Run DMC's Raising Hell added to the National Recording Registry. Each year, the Library of Congress selects 25 recordings deemed to be culturally and historically and aesthetically significant.
Back with the accent?
Just slightly. On Wednesday, March 24th, Run-DMC breakthrough album Raising Hell was included into the Library of Congress National Registry. It's for dinosaurs only, but Run-DMC's in. So,
oh, yeah, that they're definitely dinosaurs.
Yeah. Son of Byford, brother of Val.
Mm.
Run is my partner.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm waiting for you guys to finish it.
My bad.
All right, but in any case, let's run through the LPs. Again, Run DMC, Raising Hell, brand new, congratulations. Straight Outta Compton, record Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash of the Furious 5, The Message, Public Enemy's Fear of a Black Planet, Lauryn Hill's Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Boy, all I see is SMDH.
Yeah, no wonder you coughing over there.
Hey, don't, man, because I know how you are about that.
As we don't know started, how know. The record is about that. The record has been set. The listeners have spoken. I have spoken repeatedly. I don't want to hear about that.
Don't tell me nothing about no damn Lauryn Hill.
You can tell me about some Lauryn Hill. Don't tell me nothing about no Miseducation being hip hop.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because Lauryn Hill was nice with the microphone when she was doing it, but not on that album. Okay?
Indeed.
Can we move?
Yeah, we're going to move on. We're just trying to congratulate the Run DMC on the National Recording Registry, which is, yo, you got to know, it's a big deal, yo. Every year.
It is a big deal.
Every year, it looks like from here on out, we're going to get the recordings. And according to Mr. Green, with the exception of Mitch Education, you don't have a problem with anything else on that list.
No, I'm all right with all the rest.
Okay. So
I would be all right if they would just call it, you know, music. Don't have to put a title on it, because that, again, is just, yeah, I ain't mad with none of them.
No, okay.
Besides.
But in the next couple of years coming up, I mean, I'm assuming you'll see Tribe in there, you know. Yeah.
Should.
You know. What are we going to do when...
When the Maple Leaf?
No, I was thinking earlier than the Maple Leaf. What are we going to do when... When Nelly comes up, and there's another Nelly topic to go as well. I just happen to be
hot
thinking about
shit
that.
Is the best way to explain
hot
it.
Hot shit.
I don't know. Can Nelly get in on the strength of that album?
Culturally significant. So if you look at the albums, and there's a whole list. There's 25 albums. A lot of them were huge sellers. And at some point in time, you know, you're going to filter through the golden era. And you're going to say, hey, who was the man, you know, with Sir Mix-a-Lot? He sold a lot of fucking records.
So what's going to happen is niggas are going to say, okay, if DMX can get in with selling a lot of records, why can't Nelly get in?
Well, we don't know. We're just surmising that at some point in time, they're going to put a substandard rap guy or gal.
Oh, there's going to be quite a few
in
of
there.
Them
right.
going to get in there.
So
Nelly was just hot in the streets.
They just did one record off that Message.
Yeah, well, and so was Rapper's Delight. It's
right.
just one record.
Just one record, right. Yeah. Yeah. So they could do just singles. Because you could think about it. They'd do Tone Loc. One
Ooh,
single. Yeah. That was huge,
yeah.
nigga.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They'd do Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back was huge.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'd be yeah. happier with Posse on Broadway, but
yeah, but that ain't gonna happen.
That ain't gonna happen.
I know it. I know it. You know.
Baby Got Back still at the white people's weddings to this day.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh my God.
Look at her butt.
Oh.
See, look, people think that we are snobs and all that kind of stuff, but we are in touch. You said earlier that it's like you ain't in touch. You in touch. It's just you won't like that shit.
You just call it how you see it.
Exactly.
So let's keep the Nelly theme going. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. Nelly calls the DOC's biggest what if. Nelly goes on to say, you got one album to say what if. You know, Nelly got all in a little bit talking about, yeah, you can't say Biggie because Biggie had multiple albums. You can't say a lot of people. You got one album. What if? And DOC's the biggest what if. If you never got into a car accident, what if? Now, when I thought about that, the first person I was thinking, oh, nigga, fuck that, Big L. But Big L's got two albums. So, okay. Biggest what if?
You talking about as an artist?
As an artist. The biggest okay. what if. Now, Nelly's like, he said the key is one album.
But that's a tough one. Because one album is like basically a one-hit wonder type of nigga.
Yeah, but he didn't get a chance to because he got into an accident.
Right, because he got one album, and then maybe in order for that to be true, I'm just saying, as far as in order for that to happen, only put out one album. That means that the person either died or something happened.
Or something happened, correct.
Right. So I'm trying to think of people, and he's got the market cornered right now. DOC is the only person that I can think of.
I'm thinking of
as far
one
as
more.
Hip-hop.
I'm thinking of one more. And I don't believe he has another album out, but I'm going to be honest with you. I did not do the research. To me, Stat Quo with the Statlanta with the original Dre beats. What if?
But T-Stat Quo still had made mixtapes or whatever after that. He had still done stuff. So it wasn't like that was all he had after Dre. He didn't
but
do nothing.
But my what if is with the Dre, the original Statlanta, with Dre beats. That's a whole
but you
other...
But according to his stats, he had another album come out after that.
Well, he had Statlanta come out minus Dre production.
Right, so he did have stuff come out. So you can't put him in
don't
there.
Count.
He doesn't count. Technically, he doesn't count. So that's why I said he's right. He is right. DOC, to me, I can't think of anybody. I mean, you have to do some hella research to think
yeah,
of anybody
I'm
else.
Sick of thinking, yeah.
To do it. And wow. DOC was crazy. But that nigga was writing for damn near everybody over there.
Well, now that was my next point. Now, my next point was the amount of writing credits on subsequent NWA Afterwards, The Chronic, all of that Dre shit, even this Compton, all the way up. He's involved in writing.
Writing for a lot of people.
Writing for a lot of people, and writing especially on Dre projects. So, I mean, the what if, yeah, I guess Nelly is right. The what if, looking at his writing credits.
Yeah, B.
Wow, you know.
Yeah, but so he's writing for other people. Would it sound the same if he did it?
Yeah, what if?
What if? That's what we're saying. What if? Because Death Row was hot.
Yeah, it was.
And he was writing a lot of that shit over there.
So that's what's up. Shout out to Nelly. You know, that's, you know, you fuck. What can I say? You rarely say anything of importance. You know,
damn,
you came in.
Damn, kicked him in the ass.
Come on, B. What is Nelly usually talking about?
Downtown baby, your street with the street sweeper. What is he talking about?
You saying, but you just put the nigga in the category of he's basically everything comes out of his mouth is bullshit, other than what he just said. He said he rarely says anything of importance. Like, this nigga's always saying some bullshit.
Nelly like that.
Like, right. I'm not following this nigga or actually down with his political stance or anything like that. So I don't know what this nigga actually says in his own personal time. But you kicked that nigga in the ass just then.
Nelly has said some important things. And he has done some important things. So, I mean.
Kind of swole, B.
Nah. you know what it is, man? It's just that top 10 that put a bad taste in my mouth.
Shouldn't have done it. Let it be.
You know, it's like drinking, you know, like some serum or something. Just
well, let me get you off of that. Go back real quick to DOC. When you were talking about him, I started thinking about what's that football player, Terrell Davis,
right?
For the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
It's like he was great, but his career was ended early, right? So has he made it? Has he gotten into the Hall of Fame yet?
He's in. I don't know if he got in. That's a good question.
He was hot for like 3-4 years right there. He was on fire.
You have to see the Lehmans about that. I wonder. I think he's in, though.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if he's in or not. I would say no.
Okay.
That's what I would say no.
So that's what was coming to my mind when you're talking about DOC. Like, yo, he had an album. It was very good, in my opinion. I don't know if it was great. I might have to go back and revisit, but I remember it being good. But I'm thinking about him as a prolific writer. So what, and I know the what ifs and stuff, but I'm like, does that make him one of the greats? And I start thinking about your boy, Davis. So, I mean, DOC, shout out. No, ain't like he ain't getting paid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next up on the Hip Hop Digest is Static Selector says, labeling new music as old school is bad for hip hop. Why that anything, and it's a Static Selector talking, why is that anything that's not a synth with 200 hi-hats a second considered, yes, why is that considered 90s or old school? Static Selector says, y'all gotta stop with that shit. It's bad for hip hop. He said, y'all don't do it to Kendrick. Don't do it to the East. Now, he's saying, is there a double standard? When Kendrick Lamar does something down-tempo and boom-bap, it's genius. But when regular East Coast niggas do it, including, I guess, Static Selector himself, oh, it shit sound old. Shit sound like 90s. But they don't do it to Kendrick. Is there a double standard on the first part of his question? Before you answer that second part,
I thought we was gonna get the answer to, because you usually get us caught in the second
part.
And then you go so far ahead, then we gotta come back, double back to the next part.
Got him.
Let's get the first one out of the way first. Let's get the first part out of the way first.
Okay, well, to answer the question then, nigga,
I would say to Static Selector, I agree with you to a point. I don't like when he said the East in there. I don't like that. Because we came from that East-West shit. So we know how that shit started and how things bullshit. People take shit. Even though he didn't mean it like that. But for that to come out makes you think there's an East Coast-West Coast bias going on when you say some shit like that. But the boom-bap part, I'll agree with him. He's right about that.
I pretty much have the same comment as you, Kurt. except to, I'm sitting here literally thinking, because I like Kendrick, right? For the most part, I do. After a while, his voice starts to be irritating to me. But how boom bap is Kendrick Lamar? We talking about DNA, right? That song was kind of bass-laden, but Kendrick kind of rides the fence, as we've said. He rides that musical fence where them young folks like that shit, and he's young. But I don't know if I've heard Kendrick on a real boom bap thing. So yeah, your boy Static should keep it boom bap and about the music, not about a coast, because it is what it is as far as that.
Right, and also on the Static thing, I like the fact that he kept it true. He's still making the beats the way he's making them, and I feel him saying that. Making these type of beats, niggas want to say they old school when you make those type of beats. Even though it ain't old, it's like, damn, this is a new beat. I just made this. But you're right, calling it old school, so now young people don't even want to give it a chance. Because you called it, you said it was an old style beat. So they're like, I can't listen to that shit. It's got an old school feel to it. Or, you know, just the way they word it when they say boom bap.
Well, you just basically said what he said on the second part. Static Selector said it's a bad thing for hip-hop when people try to label anything with soul or a raw element to it as 90s or old school. It creates separation, and it makes young kids look at it like sampling is dated. So now you got kids who are saying, if you sample, that's that old shit. You know, anything you loop in, that's that old shit. You know, if it don't, you know, and you, basically just what you said. And then he also says, stop making stupid people famous, though it's all hype and nothing. So he threw a dig in there.
That's a big lob, B.
Yeah, he threw a dig in there. B. Stop making stupid people famous.
Son, that's happening at a million a day. How many fucking joints videos pop up where everybody's got a camera pointing at them, their kids, their fucking animals, at just any situation and making a video? So there's stupid people doing shit at a clip that you can't even control now.
Yeah.
Pandora's box has been opened and there's no closing it.
Okay, that's true, I guess. So, traditional hip-hop, okay? Traditional. Now, we talk about this. I don't know if we ever actually broke it down. So, we're looking at traditional hip-hop. The biggest records or that we consider big records, at least for us, and I know we're dinosaurs on it, but you look at big records, but you take an NWA record, pretty big records, a lot of sampling going on. Sampling different, but a lot of sampling going on. You know, the biggest records, obviously, from the East Coast, a lot of sampling going on. Midwest, I mean, a lot of sampling going on. I mean, is it...
You're killing me right now, nigga.
Why? Well,
yeah. I just got to point it out, B.
Okay, go ahead.
A lot of going on.
He got his white man cracking
off. Going right on.
I heard that shit too.
Couldn't let it pass.
Okay.
My bad. Go back. You can continue.
Okay. A lot of sampling going on. Anyway, so the point I'm saying is that, okay, so there's the clear separation. There's the new production, no sampling, you know, repetitive verses, a lot of hi-hat. For a long time. I mean, this isn't new, okay?
No,
that's been going on for a good minute.
It's been going
now.
On a minute, and Static's pretty much been beaten into submission right now. And he's at that point of, enough, uncle. It's tired of this shit. Let's move on to the next whatever it's going to be. But I'm sick of this shit right here. Even if the next wave is some shit that I don't like, at least let it be something different than this shit that's happening right now. This trap with 1,000 hi-hats a minute, whatever he was saying. He's sick of it. Let's move on to the next phase of whatever.
Hold on, though. That part right there, that part.
That part.
The part that bothers me. Because it's like, I mean, the music we play at the end of the show, the music we play on the music shows, the music that we listen to exists.
Right.
So if you get yourself up out of that realm, turn off the radio, don't worry about the radio, pretty much don't worry about them satellites either. You ain't got to worry about it. So I'm full of hearing that too. I don't care if people make trap music. That don't mean you got to listen to it. You might hear it at the gas station. You might hear it in the mall. You might hear it at a school, whatever. But that don't mean you got to, like, I mean, you can filter that shit out, B.
It's easy to filter out, but on Static's point is, it's easy to filter out, but Static is like, but you're not giving anything else a chance. Nobody else gets a chance except that. And if you, who, if, you, if you bring up
who is he talking to though?
B, okay. What G's saying is that look, there's zero chance on the popular platforms for any record, whether Static makes it or some totally new Jack makes it. There's no connection. So, like I said before on the show, you can connect Pete Rock to all the people he sampled. Okay? There's an era of connection. You know, Drake and all these people want to be considered, oh, nigga, one day in 20 years, they're going to be considered me as a classic. Whether they will or not, it remains to be seen. But there's zero connection. What connection, and I'm asking this for the chain or Twitter or whoever else, tell me what the Maple Leaf and the Migos and Yahtzee, what connection do they got to previous generations of music? And other than being well known, that's it. Zero. I mean, fuck, even Jay-Z got a better connection, you know what I'm saying, to real B-boy shit at some point in time. You know, he flipped, but damn.
So we talk about 20 years, right? We talk about 20 years. So let's look back at 1998. And there was a lot of that snap music back then, all that. Remember them dances?
Right.
All them dances. Who is considered great from that time frame? If we had to right now, do you remember any of them cats?
Crick It, my nigga.
Exactly. And that's and so guess what? I don't care about that. I can talk about it because I was there. I know it. I lived through it. And we here now. And I can look back and say, you know, there's a lot of, you know, dudes snapping and throwing their bodies in groups of dudes in videos. Remember that?
Okay.
We don't look back at that as no great era. And I'm sorry. Drake and them are at a level where they make a whole lot of money. They're gonna be scrambling. They're gonna really be scrambling for greatness as an artist. Except for people that you know, the regular everyday Joe is, oh yeah, were they great? Well, why were they great? Oh, because they made a lot of music. Okay. They made a lot of money.
So the next question is hyphy era niggas or crunk era niggas. You know, I'm shouting to whoever can name that. Are these people gonna be considered from hyphy, from crunk, from snap? Are any of those people going to be considered? Are you going to be able to say, okay, this guy's the Jay-Z equivalent, or this guy is the, you know, the fucking Luther Vandross equivalent, Nita Baker equivalent?
Besides E-40, Ghost Ride the Whip, name me a crunk artist. I thought so.
Well,
so
unless you let me come in here with this. Because we are dinosaurs, I'm going to come in with this. Because we don't listen to that, we never really listen to that music like that. So we don't know, unless we were from Oakland or some shit like that, we don't really know about that hyphy stuff. So we don't know those artists. So we wouldn't be able to even speak on that, or speak on the crunk, or speak on those other things and say, because there's probably somebody like really fucked with that shit to be like, what you talking about, nigga? Such, 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 such.
Okay,
so
that's fine. And I'm going to put that
on this level up here, not the avid listener of that. You know what I'm saying? Because of course there's a group that listen to that.
And I take your point, Swerve. So what Swerve is saying is that, okay, you're right. People who live in those areas and who support that music are going to flood us with this, that, and the third are the classics. But I'm putting that shit in the same fucking category as I do, you know, oh, that I feel like Philadelphia doesn't get any shine, or I feel like Miami Bass doesn't get any shine. You know how I drop Miami Bass names like it's nothing, okay?
Right. Baltimore club music.
You know what I'm saying?
Go-go.
So, exactly. So, we know about those things, and Baltimore Club and Go-Go, only because we here.
Right, we live here.
So we know about that shit. You know, we can say, oh, DJ Boo Man is a classic.
We could talk about Northeast Groovers
all day, but, right. You know what I mean? And motherfucker in Kansas, who
until you
is,
talk Chuck Brown.
You know what I mean? Well,
Chuck was national.
But niggas in Kansas is like, I don't know nothing about them niggas. Fuck them niggas.
But that's not who Drake is though.
No, that's true.
Drake is, but see here.
That's true.
But see, Drake will probably be one of the few because he was so damn huge and so big, that'll be somebody that'll go down as, okay, he was one of the greats. Mm. because of that. You know what? I mean, we won't consider that. Nah. I mean, in our opinion,
to me,
we won't consider
asterisk,
that.
The asterisk is simple. The asterisk is simple, and you said it. The only reason why we saying his name because he's so big.
Yep.
Right, but it'd be the same thing as Hammer. Hammer was so big, he's still getting mentioned to this day.
But Hammer is not throwing. Motherfuckers are saying we know Hammer, we know about his history, but ain't nobody calling that motherfucker a classic. Ain't nobody really putting him in hip hop hierarchy when it comes to certain shit. And we pointed that out on plenty of shows.
Right,
as but big I'm putting him
I'm putting him in that class. That's where Drake is going to be.
Okay,
that's the class he's going to be in.
So he'll be big and he'll be known and he'll be mentioned. But is he really going to be that classic?
It is to be seen.
A lot of young boys going to want to.
Is he going to be this generation's Rakim?
Yo, a lot of young boys going to want to rep that shit. But you know what? As time goes on.
Well, I know where you're going, but as time goes on, shit, legends build too, though.
And that's true. If you're really legendary.
It depends on how much they love Drake. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If they not one of them, once Drake is done with his fame and these cats that love Drake is now 45, 50, and then their kids and their grandkids is listening to whatever they're listening to, are they still going to be on their Spotify playlist or whoever's the hot streaming service listening to Drake?
Ooh.
Motherfuckers going to right now. Yeah, motherfuckers right now want to say that shit, but I have clear memories of being in the barracks, BEQ 60. Niggas taking me to the mat for Hammer. Taking me to the mat. We went in the motherfucking rec room, and he got that video with them phony Run DMC niggas, and he up in that motherfucker with them balloon pants on. Nigga, I remember
Hammer was hot.
Yo, motherfucker taking me to the mat.
Hammer was hot, nigga.
And now, here we are all these years later. Hammer on the old school tour. Hammer is a more congenial fellow, not as arrogant, but...
Oh, money makes niggas arrogant, dude. Once the fame and everything disappears, niggas come back down to earth.
But now that it's all said and done, I haven't had a motherfucker on the show yet put Hammer in his top personal three.
They put me in the mix.
Hammer's got joints that I like, though. I ain't going front. I'm not going front on Hammer.
They put me in the mix. It's my shit.
I own one Hammer record. I will admit
See,
that.
Even you, my nigga. Even you.
But I only like the beat on it.
Even you.
Hot like fire. People may die.
Just call on the Hammer.
But I'm going to tell you something.
You'll be rewarded.
Man, wait till the Aubrey niggas, man. The Aubrey niggas right now, they're gonna take Hip Hop Digest to the woodshed.
Oh, right now, you would get beat.
Right now,
you
right.
You would get beat down.
They'll take the Digest to the woodshed the way we talking about
nigga,
the Maple
we
Leaf.
We would be getting stomped out right now.
Yeah,
talking about Drake.
Well. Oh, well. I'll take that one.
You ain't lying. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next up on the Hip Hop Digest, here's your boy. And I'm going to preface this by saying he's feeling himself.
Uh-oh, somebody with money?
He's feeling himself. Okay? Logic on Hip Hop Acceptance. Fuck it. I don't make music for hip hop.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my nigga. That's my new nigga right there. I fucks with Logic.
There you
That's
go.
That's my nigga.
Okay.
Thank you very much for saying that.
Logic said Logic does say his fans love hip-hop music, but I used to have this thing in my head where I wanted to make music for the culture, and then all of a sudden I started thinking, well, what is the culture? I don't even know what that means. I don't make music for hip hop. I make music for my fans.
Bye bye. Thank you very much, my nigga. I am a Logic fan now. I fucks with Logic.
Wow. Your new nigga now.
This is what I've been waiting for. I love this when niggas talk like this. Don't be a part of this shit. You don't understand it. You don't know what it is. Then get the fuck out. Stop fronting. Stop playing.
And looking hard.
Shout out.
Yeah, ain't nobody mad at that.
I'm not mad at all. Make all the money you can,
your boy.
Look, but don't scramble for props later, though. Him. Is he gonna piss in the Cheerios?
Well, nah.
He thought he was. He feeling himself.
Nah.
Well, you could
logic is see, but the only tragedy in this thing that logic is a he's a gentrified guy. He's a gentrification in rap, using it like a ooh, tool. He's just using shit, you know what I mean? So
appropriation?
Yeah, he's gentrified. And see, and I guess when I look at this shit, I'm like, it's bad enough that we already got Negroes who can't rap. Then you got a white guy who even he's you swerve and says, whatever, nigga, you're marketed as such, okay? You know, you're not doing anything to stop that marketing. So, but back to him. So he's a gentrified guy. And so now he's figured, you know what? Now that the neighborhood's gentrified, there ain't no more Foxy Playground on Georgia Avenue and shit. I could bring my poodle out there and shit, you know, and go down to the corner juice bar without getting accosted. You know, it's all gentrified. I mean, that's kind of a tragedy.
So you're saying hip hop is gentrified now.
Yes, and all that, day.
Good comment, yeah.
These niggas can come in and they can basically live off the back of hip-hop,
mm-hmm,
do whatever they want in the name of hip-hop, and don't even have to do hip-hop.
Right, well, matter of fact, can come out on and just say, fuck hip-hop, fuck rap. I mean, I do it. I mean, you know, but fuck rap.
I don't make music for them.
Logic may be the gentrification of it because, as I've said many times, he actually does have some skills.
Oh, he has skills. I'm not even going to front. There's no front on this show.
But some of these other cats with a million tattoos on their face and just foolishness, that's Trailer Park, B.
Oh, no question about that. I would never let any of these like you said, these... I don't even know what to call them.
Names,
yeah, right. I would never let any of those guys. Certainly, and we don't get away with anything. But damn, you know, you're right. Okay, let's say Logic does have skills. That's what makes it total gentrification because he does have skills, and he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I got Taylor Swift on my hooks. You know, I mean, he's doing that whole shit. I mean, he's doing Eminem style now, you know what I mean? I mean, forget about the maple leaf.
So he took what Eminem, he took the worst of Eminem and ran with it.
Yes. Yes. And it's
Listen to the whole album, though.
Oh, I ain't.
For real. I mean, I like Logic.
Yeah, that's real.
I ain't mad with him living down the block. He ain't here to fuck it up. And he ain't here to try to take it over.
Just thinking about million tattoos and shit made me think about that nigga with the colorful hair you call Skittles.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but he's who I thought about.
B, I just got one message. It's just a small message, and I know the nigga don't listen to the show, but somebody please tell that nigga to shut the fuck up before he ends up dead. I'm just saying, please, and his manager too.
Yeah, we're not gonna really get into that.
I'm just saying, niggas,
but I know what you're saying. I mean, he's, again, I don't know why people do this. I don't know why people feel like that they're going to continue to disrespect organized gangs from California.
And Houston.
And Houston,
right. Affiliated niggas. Right.
And who take this shit serious. I just don't understand that, but, you know.
We call names. I'm talking about Tekashi. So please, tell that nigga to shut the fuck up. Please.
So.
Yeah, well, it probably ain't going to happen. He ain't gonna shut up.
I'm trying to save him.
No. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So, and I mean that.
All right. Let's think about things that's a little bit more positive. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Pete Flux and Parental Infinite Growth. That's Pete Flux and Parental Infinite Growth. And we got Quote One Big Brothers. That's Quote One Big Brothers. And the instrumental joint is Stu Banger's Bane Venom. That's Stu Banger's Bane Venom.
That's a new Stu Banger's
instrumental.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's what's up. All right, yo. So, you know, it's looking good. Feeling good. You got anything left over?
I got to go. I apologize for all of my brothers. We did not get the fishbowl together this week. But we will definitely be picking one next week, so that gives more people a chance to get in. And not that there ain't none, because there are, but we just didn't get them. I didn't get them all to Kurt, so I apologize. But next week,
okay,
we will draw a name.
So, all right, as we continue on, peace.
Peace.
I used to keep to myself. Fuck the world, Pac playing, I was screaming for help. Smoking bud, cause the way that it felt, it had me stuck, so lifted. Beat tape on, I'm young and gifted. So what? Leroy, the red glow, venom is show enough. If this ain't in your tape deck, I hope your shit blows up. You grab the mic, then froze up. Immune system weak, today's music, it makes me throw up. Chubby nigga, metabolism has slowed up. Ironic, cause on any track, that's when I show up. I'm in shape, I wanted to quit, thought I was too late. Depression, suicidal thoughts, the devil's souffle. A nasty mix, I'm eating like half of it. Pray it's a dream, when I wake up, I'm rapping it. Reach for the light, the booth, step to the mic. Hip-hop shit, I found where my passion went. 1-2, 1-2, yo, turn me up. If this ain't in your tape deck, I hope your shit blows up. This rap shit, no poison, candy coated, you keep that. Hip-hop, for my real niggas that really need that. 1-2, 1-2, yo, turn me up. If this ain't in your tape deck, I hope your shit blows up. This rap shit, no poison, candy coated, you keep that. Hip-hop, for my real niggas that really need that.
Closest they come to being embedded, indebted to being me when the scenery sketching. No leverage, no bargaining, a margin and a part of it. Set it cost to be what you aspire to be, targeting and bartering to get you so far. Hitting in both arms, either that or sniff a O off. Your nose froze off, killer speech instrumentals like strippers reaching for singles. The highs pick up the lows like Zoloft. Might as well time prolong, tell your wishes to hold on. My son, whoever go on, the back of your man neck got my roll on. Rap shit a facade, I'm more so involved with backing in the garage. And the ticket is 80 large, but still a missing form. Could get it like it was 96, and I'm by the benches with 96 bars. Like fuck whoever been on, cause when I get on, Curtis get drunk. 1-2, 1-2, turn up your system, for real.
1-2, 1-2, yo, turn me up. If this ain't in your tape deck, I hope your shit blows up. This rap shit, no poison, candy coated, you keep that. Hip hop, for my real niggas that really need that. 1-2, 1-2, yo, turn me up. If this ain't in your tape deck, I hope your shit blows up. This rap shit, no poison, candy coated, you keep that. Hip hop, for my real niggas that really need that.
Hey, my dreams are dressing, I'm Elohim connected. Hand I write with, feel Medellin injected. I speak for the young and restless, without OG's direction. The street connections render this reckless. Peep, my thumb and index have been infected. My emotions, they been neglected. I feel rigid, you real timid. Nigga, I'm ill sick, then I engage a different realm with it. That's why it feel vivid. A rap nigga with assigned angels. I'm on my grind, faithful. Stay true, don't let the times change you. I taught my youngins all the mind's angles. You should be beyond thankful, cause before then, they let that nine bang you for no apparent reason. Now we say that for when we deal with treason. Even when beefing, keep my appearance vegan. Can't let you demons see the cards in my hand. 1-2, FGR, find the garden command, it's done.
1-2, 1-2, yo, turn me up. If this ain't in your tape deck, I hope your shit blows up. This rap shit, no poison, candy coated, you keep that. Hip-hop, for my real niggas that really need that. 1-2, 1-2, yo, turn me up. If this ain't in your tape deck, I hope your shit blows up. This rap shit.
You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
So,
what I make you?
Let me tell you. Hey, yo, they chase the green and say that rhyme verbatim. As a young man's time in the Celtics, that's Jason Tatum. I'm mainly waiting for the meteor to hit so I could jump in my spacecraft. Meet me on a ship, that's light speed. Easy on a stick, read the manual, it's automatic. We be on a list, see they're autocratic, often accurate, all dramatic. More than flaccid on sabbatical from any rational thought. We'll get tackled and fought. Why my songs get that avid applause? Cause I provide another side to the plastic results. The tangible, flesh and bone. Rhymes like playing tennis on concrete. Why? Cause they're set in stone. I spill facts out that we never know. Others will tap out when they're left alone. But not me, I'm used to being on the streets. Never home, always on my feet. They embed and prone. Smile, braggadocio. It's my braggadocio.
Sometimes I speak about myself.
My braggadocio. Here it is.
My flow is the North Pole.
Yo, it's that first row sports feed that doesn't freeze. That bag of trees that ain't under brushing seeds. That first understanding that nothing's free. Those light gems that'll hit you like butterbean. That heavyweight logic, carotid arteries of fake conscious, inflexible mantras, constant accomplice that cheats up twice, down twice, left, right, BA select, start contra. 30 men trying to book a free concert, dirty lens trying to pre-order free converts. If your word is you're born, the Dow Jones crash, man'll change face so fast with a broke ass. They'll recruit you as one. Try to team up and then skate with the mutual funds. Mom said that I'm an unusual son, cause I keep giving back and don't use them and run. That's smile braggadocio. It's smile braggadocio. It's smile braggadocio.
Sometimes I speak about myself.
Smile braggadocio. I'm more Turtle Island thanking the creator than perpetuating verbal violence while I'm masturbating on my own self. These fake champs got no belts. Probably why they brief showing. Generic as a you can do it. A keep going. A parent as a keep it moving. A peace, homie. I leave blood on the leaves when I'm flowing. GM of Toronto, that's Atkinson. No rowing, there's a hole in your capsule, son. No rowing, sink and swim. Ask me what I think of him. Poking full of holes so he cartoon spouts. When he drinking gin, I hope it's sinking in. Ain't got a LinkedIn in Canada. The governor general thinking Lincoln wins. Animals snuffing aggression just like illegal films. When I rhyme and got the semi in the holster. Blind him like the sign, Kenny Rogers roaster. Smile braggadocio. It's smile braggadocio. It's smile braggadocio.
Sometimes I speak about myself.
Smile braggadocio.
Coming from Queens. 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 From Queens. Queens.
41st to the 40th. The streets is real, the shit notorious. Got a few chicks in Astoria. They fuck with the hood, they love our aura. It ain't where you from, it's where you at. But out in Queens, you can get clapped. Been on the map since 86. The shorties is bad, them bitches all thick. Hustle on the low, tryna get rich. And the goons in the cut, tryna catch a lick. Celebrate the city I was born in. Some people was good, the others mourning. Leave the thugs alone, they stay forming. We be getting this money, we all ballin'. Trillest niggas try to get with me. Organized crime, then we get busy.
Coming from Queens.
coming from Queens. Coming from Queens. Coming from Queens. Coming from Queens. Coming from Queens. Coming from Queens. Coming from Queens. Coming from Queens.
Hey yo, the whole borough at odds now. It's the black syndicate, we in charge now. First order of business, sit the blood, sit the Crips and all the guards down.
What about
even the Latin gang, show them how to adapt to things. Yeah, we share the same vocals, but we don't rap the same. See, they rap for fame. I know my position of power could bring forth rapid change. Teach the youngins not to get attached to things, like the money, fast cars, and the dames. I come from a block where they snatching chains. Get a pack to slang, me and Sonny Green. That was my old head, mommy of a young Supreme. Had me front row, watching Floyd unemployed before the money team. Said make sure the money clean. Who give a fuck long as the money green? See if it's muddy or bloody, feds still can't touch me.
Coming from Queens. 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 Queens, coming from Queens, where we don't get caught up
yeah,
in between.
Yeah, black government, black dollars, and black presidents. Syndicated moves, shadow hands that's less evident. More money don't mean more power, just more leverage. Upper echelon, Don type, y'all all derelicts. Pray to God, I pray to me, basically I'm self. Rageous guns with lasers on them, show you how iron felt. Yeah, start lifting nigga's soul over Orion's belt. Time to tell, top of New York, basically never fell. Mock D, sucker free, the galaxy of Queens. I'm talking QPs, Jamaica Ave and Mr. Lee's. But niggas snatch the lead patch right off your dungarees. Queens forever birth kings, y'all are underlings. Supreme green eyed teens, regimes letting things ring. But now we modernizing, plus we wiser guys. And all y'all can eat a thousand of them uncircumcised.
Let me tell you, anybody can get it within the city limits. You ain't used to watching your shit, you better get in the spirit. Niggas are disappearing, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, we keep the music up. But you can hear them bells ringing in the capital. It gets real hot, and it's a great place to live till it's not. See, these new streets used to be our old streets, and y'all forgot. That's why it never stops. You can hear them bells ringing in the capital. And what you don't know, it be going down on opposite sides of town. Don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, yeah. Belly of the beast, it could swallow you up. You don't ever stop watching, cause the good guys do become the bad guys a little too often. Money changing hands, it's a little out of reach. Maybe you on the wrong side of 35. Either way, we keep our hands up, every day to pay, party survive. Yeah, yeah. Thousand ways to die, let me tell you. Anybody can get it within the city limits. If you ain't used to watching your shit, you better get in the spirit. Niggas are disappearing, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up. But if you listen, you can hear the bells ringing in the capital. It gets real hot, yeah, it's a great place to live till it's not. See, these new streets used to be our old streets and y'all forgot. That's why it never stops. You can hear the bells ringing in the capital. And what you don't know, hustle going down on opposite sides of town. Don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up. Don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up. Hands up, hands up. Hands up, hands up. For that education, yeah, they learn a whole lot of the lot of these intersections. Sometimes it's not enough protection. Sometimes you hit some bad luck in the wrong jurisdiction. These people don't play, they will touch your life. You fuck up, that was just your life. People laid out on the sidewalk, we step over bodies to party like that's alright. out with strangers at 3 a.m. Everyone trying to get what they want, and it still ain't got clubs we can't even get in. And they wonder why we remain ready for something. My city, mansions in the hills, make me wanna get rich and buy one and move in. And then ask the neighbors, now how do you feel? Ask the neighbors, now how do y'all feel? Yo, 1,000 ways to die, let me tell you. Anybody can get it within the city limits. If you ain't used to watching your shit, you better get in the spirit. Niggas are disappearing, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up, don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up. But if you listen, you can hear the bells ringing in the Capitol. It gets real hot, yeah, it's a great place to live till it's not. See, these new streets used to be our old streets and y'all forgot. That's why it never stops, you can hear the bells ringing in the Capitol. And what you don't know, hustle going down on opposite sides of town. Don't know what you've been hearing. We keep the music up. Don't know.
If somebody wanna test, one of the best from the wild, wild west. But if they talk the talk, better walk the walk. I don't play with my prey, so hey, when I stop, I seek them like a missile. Let's take it down to the gristle. I shoot the gift of gab when I grab my mental pistol. I tag clues, I bag foes, not a hard rock. Although I graduated from the school of hard knocks. But keep my biz down low, but not low down with my sound. Soft spoken, but enough to get you open. They still scoping, oh yeah, they wanna see us fall off the path. But I just laugh with my other half. We ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
No time soon. High noon, that's when it's time for you to meet your doom. So check your clocks when I rock. Cause when I rhyme, you know the time. No, you'll find none better. So whatever.
Tissue in my mind frame to issue you a battle. Not a battle MC, but no plus could ever touch me. I got too much to gain. I hurt your feelings with mental pain. Stay in your brain lane, cause ain't a damn thing changed. I'm still the soul mellow, rough and rugged from South Philly, who come correct. Vex when it's on the deck. Fighting fanatics, so it's automatic. Homes, what up? You play the role, take a ill L and left stuck in ditches. Cause I hits the switches on my jaw, my mind state, which is great, like Trey's namesake, so.
Make no mistake, divine beings, together, forever. So if you wanna see us, well then see us whenever, wherever. That's how it's going down in my part of town. Be with that down underground sound. Now break it down, air smooth on the cut. The great one on the rhyme, so I'm like, nigga, what?
The silence at will. I've been to South Philly kissing spurt. The real deal. Mega props come in flocks. I calculate them like math. Collect enough to last a lifetime. I'm thorough like hash. Get in your mind and onto flows of your everyday. You're mowing. Yeah, that's the way it is. And that's the way it goes. I'm lifting like a spliff by hip hop. Yeah, that's my gift into the world. I twist music with motion. To be indignant, I'm mad. Nificent, but I stay cocked on lock. I caught you open like my old whore. Whose grits I want no more. I dig the all in all. I be the hardest to brawl against. I break you down like sense until you're meant to condense to a figure smaller than the atom. Stick me nothing. This house is mine. Blow it down. Fool you up and pop, but don't say nothing. And nevertheless, I guess it's no stress. See, everybody won the test, but I'm the best. Like Seth, been around the block many times and took pit stops. Symbolic to God's tribe, cause your boy gets propped. And on it'll travel. I'm valuable like cattle in any type of weather. Bring it on. I'm like, whatever.